Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Lee Jollo. AFL Tasmania has unveiled plans to capitalise on the Tassie Devils hype, aiming to double local footy involvement between now and 2028 to 28,000. They'll do it by installing goalposts in every Tassie school, upgrading 70 venues across the state and supporting more girls to play. The group's Damien Gill says the 175,000 Devils members have shown the popularity of the sport.
It's how we turn that into participation and draw on the hearts and minds of the young kids coming through to take up the game.
The controversial head of Tasmania's public service has resigned from her $545,000 a year position. Jenny Gale was a public servant for the state for 45 years and the head of it since 2017, though her term was marked by a number of controversies, especially when it comes to transparency. Overseas and Palestine's ambassador to the United Nations has welcomed the Security Council's resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. That resolution passed unanimously with the US abstaining from the vote. Riyad Mansour only wishes this hadn't taken 6 months.
Over 100,000 Palestinians killed and maimed, 2 million displaced, and famine for this council to finally demand an immediate ceasefire.
And new hope for more than 500,000 Aussies who suffer from psoriasis. Aussie scientists have discovered the cause of the chronic skin disease that can lead to psoriatic arthritis. ANU researcher Dr. Chaliza Cardenez says a genetic mutation is behind it.
We hope that these findings will improve our understanding of psoriasis and psoriatic arthritis and will enable better diagnosis and treatment.
To sport now, and AFL boss Andrew Dillon has confirmed opening round will be back next year after the success of this year's inaugural season opener. Dillon adding he's open to extending the season down the track by one game to 24 per club. And Aussie F1 driver Daniel Ricciardo has reportedly been told to lift his performances or face the chop from Red Bull mid-season.